You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and it is time for Boat Smart. We got the two captains in the house right now. We've got Stefan Schmidt is here. Bill Kidwell. Stefan is with Georgetown Technical College, one of the Marine Services instructor there. And we also have Bill Kidwell, who's the Marine Services Manager at Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Hi, guys.
Hey, good morning. Hello.
Happy
good morning.
Friday.
Happy Friday, and it's a lovely day outside.
Yeah. Not exactly a good boating day.
I did. Rob brought my boat in today. So
you just came in on the boat.
I parked it out in the parking lot out there, and we're good to go.
So, can you give me a ride home?
Yeah, you might need to do that today.
I'm
who knows?
Yeah, way it's going.
That weather's really coming in today. I hope you're check your boat plugs. Make sure your boat's okay. If it's in the water, go by there and check on it. Make sure, because a lot of times we get a lot of this rain. It fills them boats up. And you could have a little problem with this kind of weather coming in. So
absolutely.
Check them out. You make sure they're okay. Definitely want to do that. Right, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
So that's a good idea. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a text-in show. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. Check out their website for their specials on their Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, MerCruiser product. They have all those listed on their website. Also, they can service those products for anything you need. Maybe you need a tune-up, 100-hour, or you're having an issue with any of those motors. Key Marine is the place to go to on that out there on Bower Road. So check them out. They're more than happy to help you on any of that product. And some of the boating parts of your boat, your bilge pump, your lights, all those things are, you can get that repaired out at Key Marine and service. So definitely, right, Bill?
Oh, yeah. We got it all handled over there for sure.
So kind of been out of work this week. I only worked one day this week. It's kind of weird. I was off Monday, and then I had some personal stuff we had to take care of Tuesday and Wednesday.
You talk all the time about how hard you work, and then every time you come on the show, you have to go coming from vacation. You had 3 weeks vacation, and then you're off
no vacations.
Week.
No.
I worked Monday, okay?
People think teachers got it so easy.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's what they think, but it's not true. It is not true.
And I don't know.
When I come back, I have so much more to do by the time. You know how it is when you leave a place and you go on vacation. I'm never mentioning my days off again on this show, so that will not happen. So I do want to give a couple shout outs though. Okay, yeah, she's brutal this morning.
Yeah.
So, a couple shout outs. I want to give a shout out to Brian Nava. You remember Brian?
Yeah,
he was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one with the good voice, right?
Yes,
he's
has
radio
a
voice.
Career in radio, just
yeah.
In case.
So we'll see how that works out for him. But right now he is the student of the month. So he's my student of the month. So congratulations, Brian, on that.
He got, stick with it, Brian, because I trust me, you're going to make more money
in the marine industry.
Do. Yes, you are.
Yeah,
and than in radio.
Yeah, for sure. So
for
definitely.
Sure.
Yeah, I know. I don't get paid much to do this show either.
No.
So Anyway, Brian, congratulations on that. He got a nice prize from our a person that donates all the tools and stuff.
Oh, nice.
So he got a nice tool set. He actually eyeballed that tool set all week long. As soon as I announced his name, he grabbed that thing.
He was so
excited about that.
That's
he got
so
a
cool.
cup from Blinkfest Creations, as well as he got a nice certificate and a challenge coin as well. So congratulations, Brian, on that. I do want to give a shout out to our daytime welding instructor. And the reason I want to do that is because they are working with the Robert Turpin and the Escambia County Marine Resources to do that reef project.
Cool.
So they actually got some stuff together. They made these little round pipe things for lobster.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Lobster cages?
Yeah, like not a cage, but where the lobsters can go in and hide.
Okay.
And they pre-made them and they mounted them on the side of the reefs that are going down.
Oh.
So it's pretty cool. As students worked on that project, they did all the tubes and they did the mounting plate and they had to do some measuring and fitting and all that. The cool part about this, all the materials that they're using is scrap metal that they've getting from not only Skimmy County, but Santa Rosa County.
Wow.
And they're bringing the scrap metal over to Georgetown, and they're able to repurpose it into reef projects.
Wow, that's great.
So that's pretty cool. So
that
I want to give
cool.
a shout out to Glenn Arden, the daytime instructor. We're doing an awesome job with the reef project. He's got his students engaged. There's a lot of pictures on Facebook. I'm going to put some pictures on my Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade channel if I can get this video uploaded and do that. Last week I lost my entire video, so there's not a show on YouTube for last week.
That's so weird.
I have no idea what happened to it.
Okay, well.
Did something wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pushed the wrong button.
Mm-hmm. It's the wrong button. It's
welcome
really
to my world.
Something. Yeah, like, you know, sometimes audio messes up, right?
Welcome and, to my world.
And I'm calling Meg going, hey, I got no audio and all this stuff.
Oh, but this morning I was pushing this button, play, and it wasn't playing. So I was like, oh, my gosh,
yeah,
what's wrong?
It's crazy what happens with all that stuff. And
I
it's a lot
of lightning.
Work.
I blame it on the lightning.
Yeah, there you go. That's what's happening, the lightning. Hey, if you're out, I don't think people are going to be out on their boat today.
Hopefully not.
You know, but if you are, don't get out there with that lightning.
Mm-mm.
I don't like that
really
stuff.
Really,
so,
be careful.
Yeah.
One of our techs might be out there. They're fishing in this tournament this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so you
is
never
there?
Know, right?
Yeah.
They
don't may be out there.
They send them out anyway? They don't postpone a tournament when the weather's like this?
I'm not quite sure.
It
I haven't
just depends.
Tried to reach
I think
out
it
to
me. Yeah, a lot. Sometimes they do. It depends on how bad, rough the seas are and
oh,
stuff
gosh.
Like that, too.
Okay.
You know, I would think lightning would be a major reason to do that, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, and rough seas.
Yeah, rough seas. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Tomorrow I'm going to be on the beach with the crew of Vixens.
Oh.
They're doing a cornhole tournament.
Oh, fun.
So that's their annual event for raising money.
Uh-huh.
Cervical breast cancer is what they donate their money to, uh-huh. research and stuff. So tomorrow, if you're on the beach behind, I believe it's Bamboo Willies, it's on the south side. Go over there and check them out. Hopefully the weather's going to hold out for that, too. So I'll be out there doing video and drones and stuff for my other channel. So we'll be doing that tomorrow.
Well,
so.
Hopefully we've all the rain today so you can have the event.
Hopefully so. Yeah. Hopefully so. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Bill. He's got a lot to say this week, so we'll let him talk about all the great things that's going on out at Key Marine and exciting guests we're going to have next week.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll mention that first. We're expecting Paul Redman on the show next
week. Oh, great.
Week. He's a local captain,
mm-hmm.
and I think I touched on him last week.
Yeah.
He's the one that hosts the Natties and Flatties Flounder Tournament that'll be starting October 1st.
I love that name.
And, yeah, he does so much for our community when it comes to, you know, bringing closure to people that come up missing and stuff. In boating accidents and whatever, you know. So he's an awesome guy. So he told us this morning he's coming. So
great.
We're going to hold him to it.
Great. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and I believe Stefan knows him as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And he has a story to share. He'll share
oh, great.
His story.
Great.
Yeah, he's awesome. And I just wanted to kind of re-mention, I believe I've already mentioned, I said mentioned three times that quick, about the
but who's
I
counting?
Don't know if that's proper.
That's a way to eat up airtime, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just keep repeating yourself.
I'm rolling with it though. So we have these repowers going on. Of course, most everyone knows that we are a repower facility, and what that means is we do not sell new boats. We specialize in repowering older boats to save people money, and when it comes to the power plant and all of that, usually if you do that, that's almost like getting a new boat, you know, and it's definitely a lot cheaper. But there are a few occasions, like two of them going in the shop right now, where the customer wants to redo everything in the boat. Not only go with the latest technology with Yamaha's full maneuverability level 4 with the joystick and all that, new motors and all the new gauges and rigging and electronics, but one of them we're redoing, changing every through hole in the boat, every pump in the boat, and basically giving him a new boat, you know. And then the other one we're converting from a single outboard to a double with installing a new gill bracket. I don't think it's actually a gill brand, but a lot of people know what I say what I'm talking about when I say that. So converting that boat to a twin motor boat, that's awesome. And Nick is taking care of both of those. And I'm not sure if people have heard about Nick, but Nick came from New York, and he came down here with a whole lot of new techniques and all, and we incorporated them, and he is just absolutely in tune when it comes to making these rigs just perfect. I mean, as perfect as they can be. So we really appreciate him over there.
I've got a question for you real quick.
Awesome.
Just came in on our text line. And if you've got a question for the guys at Boat Smart, 850-437-1620. We're considering buying a 24-ish foot deck boat. What are things we should look for if purchasing a used boat? Red flags, question mark, questions we should ask? Or should we think more about purchasing new since we don't know anything about boats? We enjoy your show. Okay, guys.
Well, I would say with any used boat purchase, you need to have a pre-buy inspection. We've talked about that in the past. That gives you the opportunity to have a factory-trained professional technician look at your boat, you know, if you take it to the right place. Of course, all the technicians at Key Marine are factory-trained. Half of them actually came from Stephen's program over there. So, you know, they started from the beginning with all of that. But, yeah, we will drop what we're doing, you know, and get somebody on that because we know that the pre-buy inspections, you know, are going to make or break an actual sale for you there. So, but, yeah, what do you got, Dad?
Yeah, so when you look at a boat and you're saying, okay, I'm new to the boating industry and I'm thinking about getting into it, it's you have to really think about, do I want to spend the money on a brand-new boat? Or do I want to spend the money on somebody else's problems? I mean, that's the truth of it, right? So the pre-buyers is very important, but that doesn't guarantee you're not going to have problems, right?
That's true.
So if you're just thinking, I want to get in, I'm actually working with a listener right now and working with a boat, right? Trying to get a tri-tune boat. We're looking at tri-tunes and stuff, and he's asking me a lot of questions. So if you're brand new, maybe you don't want that major expense right up front and get into it and see if you're going to like it because the trick, I believe, is using the boat.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to buy the boat, you know, you want to use it as much as possible. And that helps you a lot. And then, of course, maintenance on top of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking at getting into the marine world, whether it's fishing or just for pleasure or whatever, you know, just kind of, you know, look at the money, look at that. But also different, if he's talking a deck boats, there's different kinds and brands out there that are better values.
Mm-hmm.
So different quality deck boats, too. So look at that as well.
Yeah, there's definitely warranty that comes with new stuff there. And just wanted to kind of elaborate what Stefan was talking about there as far as using the boat. A lot of people will be all starry-eyed and all and think that they'll just be able to use it every single weekend. But it seems like stuff comes up and all. And you really have to factor in the maintenance and upkeep of a boat as well as the payment of it as well.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff coming up today, and that's coming out of the sky. So that actually affects right. Your weekend with your boat. If you have two or three of those in a summertime
sure.
or more, that affects the time that you're going to use your boat as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that is a consideration. But also what you can consider to the texture that text in here, maybe you find a boat that has a bad motor on it, but the boat itself and the trailer is in excellent condition. You might want to talk to Key Marine and say, hey, if I purchase this boat, it's got a motor that's got issues. What would it cost to repower it, put a new boat on it, maybe revamp some things on the boat? How much money would I have in it at that point? So that's
mm-hmm.
a good option
that's
for you too, right, Bill?
Yeah, we would look at that closely to make sure that boat is repowerable. We do that with every one of them. What I mean by that is the boat structurally sound,
mm-hmm.
you know, and do the majority of the accessories in the boat work? And, yeah, we specialize in that all the time.
Yeah, when you start looking at boats, you end up looking at year models and stuff because nowadays boats don't rot like they used to.
Mm.
You know, they had a lot of wood in them and the transoms and the stringers and stuff like that. And the newer the boat, the chances of that happening get to be less.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Because of the composites that they're using.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So let's say this person did want to have that pre-inspection. Would it make sense to have them give you a call and make an appointment to do that?
Yeah, they could. They could either bring it straight on in or, you know, make an appointment. And that was going to be my next point. We're getting on stuff still really
mm-hmm.
quick. Within a day or two, I've got so many technicians and they're so qualified that they're getting the work done. And the way management, parts, everything structured there, we roll with it. We all summer long, that wait time has been at minimum. So you can just stop by.
Okay.
Yeah, ask the seller, is it okay if you bring a boat in for a pre-buyer before you make a decision?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if they're willing to do that, chances are car is probably okay, you know, but go ahead and get that done. You're probably going to be out of pocket for that. The seller is not going to pay for that, but it also gives you some options to bargain.
Yeah,
if
sure
you do
does.
Find some things wrong with the boat and you say, you know, I got to replace this bilge pump, you know, the motor hadn't been serviced in a while, so now maybe the price goes down so you can cover those
there
costs.
You go. That's a good idea.
That's an excellent point. Yeah.
These are our experts on Pep Talk because this is Boat Smart. We're here this Friday every time right at 10 o'clock, 10 to 10:30, so there's still plenty of time to get your questions in. 850-437-1620.
Yeah, since you gave that number out, it'd be a great time to do the giveaway.
And, oh,
let's
hey.
Do, when you do it, Bill, let's do like the fifth or sixth text instead of the first this time. I want to get a little suspense in there.
All right.
Yep. He wants me to work harder. That's what it
that's
is.
Right.
I know. I got you.
I want to see
he's
Meg can
back
count.
At you.
I think that was a gator comment. Watch out now. Mm-hmm. This bulldog is going to... Mm.
You were on him earlier.
Watch out. All right, guys, go ahead.
Okay, so it's going to be the fifth texter, I assume, at this point. And this week, the trivia question is, when you're facing forward in the boat, what side of the boat is the starboard side, the right or the left? And this week, the prize is an official Mercury hat and a Suzuki key ring.
All right. All you got to do to get this question right and to win the prize, 850-437-1620. Text it in with your name, please, and an email, and we'd appreciate it. And the fifth texter will win an official Mercury hat and Suzuki key ring. And the question again
is, when you're facing forward in the boat, which side is the starboard side? Is it on your right side or your left side?
Okay, we got texts rolling in, so I'll be counting. One.
That's a pretty easy one.
Two. Go ahead, y'all can talk.
She's
while I count.
Counting on her fingers, actually. So
stop it. You know.
I'm glad we didn't go to 11 because we have our shoes off in here. Anyway,
you know, I do have control. Watch this. Start talking, Stefan.
She can slide that slide down.
Yeah, he's off. Y'all be nice to me. Yeah. Oh, see, there you go. Oh, see.
Hey, you're going to have some fun when you listen to Boat Smart. That's for sure. No doubt about it. If you're not out there laughing, you're on the wrong channel.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
I'll tell
right.
you, we're having
that's
some fun on here. That's okay. for sure. All I actually teach my students this. You know, so the answer to this question, my students should know that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody. I wanted to take that opportunity to, again, remind everybody, only because when I'm out at night, I see so many people incorrectly operating their lights on the boat. The navigation, the red, the green one on the front, and then the all-around one that's either up on the T-top or on the back of the boat. And a lot of people think if they're anchored off, let's just have all the lights on. Well, the truth of the matter is only if you're navigating, and just remember it that way, navigating, you're underway, that you should have all the lights on. And when you're anchored off, you should only have the white or all-around light, hence they call it the anchor light a lot of times. And if you've got all three of them on, you can confuse people, you know, because at night, out on the water, especially whenever you can't see the banks and all that, it's kind of hard to determine if boats are actually moving or not.
What about when you pull out onto when I'm coming up to the dock and I'm putting my boat on the dock and getting ready to put it on a trailer, and my boat's just sitting there on the dock, what should I have on?
That's an interesting one.
Because I always forget to turn them all off, so I'm sitting there on the dock, but typically I leave the navs and everything on, you know.
I think that would be okay because you're not actually, you know, in danger of somebody hitting you thinking, you know, I guess at this, you know.
Okay.
We'll give
and five. Our winner is.
All right.
The question was, and the trivia question, when facing forward in a boat, which side is starboard, your right or your left? And the answer was your right. And you were right, Brian Kay. He is the winner. His phone number ends in 6025. What did he win?
He won an official Mercury hat and a Suzuki key ring.
Okay, so how this works, Brian, is that you will be stopping by Key Marine, give them him the address anytime, and to pick up your prize.
Yeah, you can come out and see us at 5621 Bower Road. It's over there on the west side of town. Or you could give us a call and tell us you're coming. Either way, 850-492-0487.
Okay, congratulations. And thanks to everybody that texted in. It gave me a whole bunch of people to count.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. We kept Meg busy, so that was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that way she can't turn my mic off anymore.
You know, when be you nice think, to me.
When you think about your nav lights, a lot of people, don't even think about it until it gets dark. I think that's a bad time to think about your nav lights. You should always think about them when you put your boat in the water or before you trailer down to the boat ramp or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I typically go through a systems check on my boat. I check all my lights and everything, make sure they're working. My boat don't have a lot of safety stuff as far as just really lights is on my boat is what I'm checking. But if you have different boats, bilge pumps and stuff like that, it's a good idea when you splash your boat, run through the systems, check them, make sure everything is working on your boat as well. I do a lot of that stuff before I leave. I do a walk around on my boat before I leave the house. I do a walk around and I check my trailer. I look at my tires and stuff like that. I'll spin my prop. I'll look at my motor. I do all that before I even leave the house. And then when I get to fill up my boat at the fuel station, I'll do another walk around just to make sure everything looks good and the lights on the trailer are working and all that as well. So pre-planning and doing a walk around and system check is a good way to make sure that all your nav lights are working.
Yeah, it can definitely go a long ways, too, in preventing, you know, unforeseen hazards and whatever out there, because there's going to be enough hazards as it is. And, oh, hey, I remembered. I think it was last week, and I had asked Gemini about this, and it's appropriate for today, especially earlier today. Remember whenever I asked you if there's lightning, if the boat's sitting still or moving, which do you have the better chance of being?
Yeah.
And it said it don't matter.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
It's
well,
just
good
dumb
to know.
Luck at that point.
Not a good. Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. So we're just going to keep on moving.
Just get as low as you can in a boat, and with all serious now, get as low as you can and towards the middle of the boat, away from any metal.
I'm just going to stay away from anything metal, right?
Yeah. And then as low as you can get in the boat. So it would stand to reason, if you're super low, you're not going to be driving unless, of course, you're not being able to see over the bow of the boat. Mm-hmm. But I just remembered that, and I thought I'd bring
it up. Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Maybe you have a question or a comment. We'd love to hear from you. 850-437-1620. We're here to help you with your boat. We're here to hear good stuff. Maybe you have some good stuff you want to tell us about as well. We're more than happy to take that text also. So, yeah, as we go into this, the rest of the year, Labor Day is past, right?
Yes,
boating
it is.
Season is kind of slowing down a little bit.
You can still boat here for quite a while.
Yeah, people boat all the time. And I'm already thinking about where I want to go in the next few weeks and stuff as the weather starts to cool down. That's kind of my favorite time is when it cools down. Right when it starts to cool down, I like to get on the boat. The
70s.
Water seems to be a little more clear in the fall and winter time. The water starts clearing up nice.
Crisp.
Oh, yeah.
The humidity
so it's a great time to be on the boat.
Humidity starts going away.
Yeah,
and
so it's
really
nice out
on the water. Yeah.
Yep. So it's a good time to do that.
Okay. Well, how about you, Bill? Are you going to be working this weekend, or are you no longer open on Saturdays, or are you open on Saturdays
Well,
now?
We are now in our fall, winter, spring hours where we are not open half a day on Saturdays.
Okay.
So, but we are open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and we'll do whatever, you know, to get you in there. But the guys, they've had a, you know, long, hard summer fixing boat after boat after boat, and they need their long weekends, you know, or at least a regular weekend. And then as far as me personally, I'm not sure what I'll be doing. I asked my wife this morning what we're going to do, because lately we've been cruising around and checking out all the museums around, and like Mobile.
Oh, good.
And over in Foley, Orange Beach, and all of that.
Have you been downtown to see all the museums here in Pensacola?
Oh, yeah. We've been to those dozens of times.
Oh, good.
We've been trying to branch out a little bit, especially on days that are either super hot and we don't want to be outside. Or, you know, maybe with it raining like this, maybe we'll do that again. I'm not 100% sure yet.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what comes to mind for me is when you think about museums and stuff. If you go to Barber's Marina, they have a great collection of old outboard motors.
Yeah. Really?
And you can go in there and look at them. They're all up in the store area. They got them hanging. I mean, literally, probably every small outboard motor from back in the 1900s, I believe.
No, where is that?
That's at Barber's Marine. Is over in Foley area.
It is. And it's way down, you know, on the coast down there.
Josephine, Alabama, I guess, is the name of that area. That's where it is. But you can Google that. It's Barber's Marina.
Uh-huh.
It's a large marina out there that's owned by Barber's, the owner of Barber's Milk. Mr. Barber's owns Barber's Milk.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And he owns that, and that's one of his places. And you know, and from what I hear, he's an awesome gentleman. He cares about his employees. He, mm-hmm. you know, every time I have a conversation with one of his employees, and I got students at work out there too.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, he just takes care of his people, and it's just an awesome place. And you go out there and check it out. It's a lot to look at out there.
That sounds cool. Yeah. I would love to see that.
Yeah, and if you request, they'll take you into their big conference room, and they got a lot more motors in there too.
They had boat motors in the 1900s?
Oh, yeah.
Kidding. I wouldn't have thought it was much later than that.
Yeah. Jamie and I went out there, as a matter of fact, about a month ago. And what they told me is that even in their service department, they've got a bunch of more, but the service department's not open on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we were impressed by all of that. And I wanted to remind everybody that Mr. Barber did pass at the beginning of this year.
Aww.
And such a philanthropist in our area. And not only in our area, in Birmingham, Alabama, with Barber's Motorsports and all that. Awesome, awesome individual.
Okay, guys. Missed. Well, this has been Boat Smart.
Thank you for all the texts and comments. We appreciate that very much. And we'll be back in here next Friday with a guest.
Okay.
See you then.
Looking forward to it. It's always fun to have the fellas in here for Boat Smart. You just never know what's going to happen. Thank you so much, Stephen Schmidt. Bill Kidwell, we appreciate you being here every week on Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a bit.